Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at the future of solar energy.
Okay.
Specifically, the folks who are going to be powering that future, solar installers.
Yeah.
And to help us break it all down, we've got a great report here called Solar Installers in 2025: Key Trends and Staffing Insights.
Right.
And this is published by RSS Inc. They're a staffing company, so they're really, deep in the solar industry.
Yes, very much so.
So they've got a good pulse on what's happening. We're going to break down some of the, just remarkable growth
Yeah.
that we're seeing in solar installer jobs, of the
Yeah.
hurdles the industry faces,
Yeah.
and what it all means for, the future of clean energy.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be surprised by some of the trends we uncover.
What's intriguing about this report is that it really highlights, the rapid evolution of solar installation as a career. We're moving beyond just simply, placing panels on
Right,
rooftops.
it's not just about putting up panels anymore.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's start with the big picture. The U.S. Department of Energy predicts that solar energy could provide like a whopping 40%
Wow.
of the nation's electricity by 2035.
Huge.
That means almost half of U.S. homes could be powered by the sun.
That's amazing.
To get there, we need to install a massive 30 gigawatts of new capacity each year until 2030.
Right?
That's a huge undertaking, and it really all comes down to having enough
Yes.
skilled solar installers to actually make that happen.
Absolutely. And that's where things get really interesting. This report digs into how the role of a solar installer is expanding. It's becoming much more complex and really demanding.
So what are these solar installers of the future going to be doing? What kind of new skills are they going to need?
Well, imagine a solar installer who not only installs the panels, but also integrates battery systems, makes sure everything meets those, increasingly strict regulations,
Right.
and can even educate customers about optimizing their system. It's a multifaceted role.
Wow.
It requires a wider skill set than ever before.
That's a far cry from just bolting panels to a roof.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we need a lot more of these highly skilled solar installers. What does the job growth look like?
Well, the numbers are pretty eye-opening.
Yes.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 27% growth for solar installer jobs between 2022 and 2032.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, the average growth rate for all occupations is only around 5%.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just a national trend. The International Renewable Energy Agency reported over 4.9 million solar jobs globally in 2022.
So this is a global phenomenon.
It is.
That's a lot of potential career opportunities.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's not all smooth sailing, right?
You're right. There's a significant challenge that the industry is grappling with, a skills gap.
Okay, let's talk about the skills gap.
Yeah.
What are the specific challenges that are making it so hard to find these qualified solar installers?
Well, the report dives deep into this. One key challenge is the pace of technological advancement. We're talking about things like bifacial solar panels, which capture sunlight on both sides, and AI-driven energy management systems that optimize energy usage.
Right.
These technologies require specialized knowledge and training,
Yeah.
and the workforce is struggling to keep up.
So it's not just about knowing how to install panels anymore. It's about understanding these advanced
Green.
technologies,
Right.
how to integrate them
Yes.
into solar systems.
Exactly. And that's creating a huge demand for these training programs that can equip workers with the skills they need for this tech-driven future.
Right. So it seems like the solar industry needs to get creative to kind of overcome this skills gap.
Yeah.
Are there any innovative solutions that are emerging?
Absolutely. And the report highlights several, exciting developments.
Okay.
One area where we're seeing a lot of innovation is in workforce training. Organizations like Solar Energy International are offering these specialized programs,
Right.
and they cover everything from, the basic installation all the way up to these complex topics like battery storage and smart inverter integration.
Can you explain what a smart inverter is and why it requires specialized training?
Sure. A smart inverter, you can kind of think of it as like the brain of a solar energy system.
Okay.
Unlike those traditional inverters, which simply convert DC electricity from the panels to AC electricity for your home,
Right.
smart inverters do so much more. They can monitor the performance of the system, diagnose faults remotely,
Wow.
and even optimize energy usage based on, real-time conditions and your energy needs.
Okay.
So installing them requires a deeper understanding of things like networking networking, data communication, and software interfaces.
So it's a whole other level of expertise.
Absolutely.
It's fascinating how technology is transforming even these traditional trades like solar installation.
It really is. And the industry is responding. They're coming up with these innovative training programs that incorporate the latest technologies. For example, some companies are even using virtual reality to simulate real-world installations.
Wow, using VR for training. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really effective way to get hands-on experience without, you know, the risks of working on a real rooftop.
Exactly.
Is there any data that shows VR training is actually, you know, improving skills and safety?
Yes. There's growing evidence that VR training is very effective.
Okay.
Next Energy Solar, a company featured in the report, has been using VR to train their installers. Mm. They found that VR training leads to faster learning, improved safety awareness,
right,
and fewer errors in the field.
Okay.
It's just more engaging than traditional classroom learning.
Yeah.
And it lets those trainees repeat procedures until they've really mastered them.
So it sounds like a win-win for both the trainees and the companies.
It really is.
What other solutions are being implemented to try and bridge this skills gap?
Well, apprenticeship programs are becoming really popular.
Okay.
The U.S. Department of Labor's Apprenticeship USA initiative provides those aspiring installers with valuable on-the-job training while they earn a wage. This allows individuals to kind of acquire those skills and that knowledge they need while they're actually working alongside experienced professionals.
That's great for people who are entering the workforce or people who are looking for a career change.
Absolutely.
Are there any solutions that are targeted at retaining those skilled workers within the industry?
Yeah. Companies are starting to offer more attractive career pathways to combat those high turnover rates.
Right.
For example, some organizations have implemented clear promotion paths, mm-hmm. allowing installers to advance into roles like team leader, project manager, or, you know, even a system designer.
Oh, wow.
So this provides a sense of purpose, opportunities for professional growth, encouraging workers to stay and build their careers within the solar industry.
That makes sense. If you give people opportunities to grow and develop professionally, they're more likely to stick around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about promotions and career ladders. Companies are realizing the importance of work-life balance,
right,
especially for those who have families or other commitments.
Yeah.
So some companies offer flexible work arrangements, like hybrid schedules or even remote work options for certain roles.
Okay.
They're leveraging cloud-based platforms for collaboration and project management.
So it sounds like the industry is becoming more adaptable and responsive to the needs of its workforce.
Definitely.
But, you know, we've been focusing mainly on installation roles.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other career paths within the solar industry beyond just installation?
You're absolutely right. If we zoom out and look at the bigger picture, we see that the solar industry is vast and diverse, offering a wide range of career paths beyond just that installation.
Okay.
You have your entry-level positions like solar technicians, PV panel installers.
Right.
But as you gain experience and knowledge, you can move into those more specialized roles like system designer, energy analyst, or even project manager.
Those sound like really intriguing roles for those who are interested in the more technical aspects of solar energy. What about individuals who are seeking, you know, leadership positions?
For those with leadership ambitions, there are some exciting opportunities at those higher levels. Mm. We're talking about project managers who are overseeing these massive solar installations, operations managers ensuring that everything runs smoothly,
right,
and electrical engineers who are actually designing those cutting-edge solar systems of the future.
So there really is a role for everyone in the industry.
There is.
From hands-on installation to those high-level management and engineering.
Absolutely.
What steps are companies taking to attract a more diverse workforce to kind of fill these roles?
Well, diversity and inclusion are becoming key priorities for many companies in the solar industry.
Okay.
They're working to attract a wider pool of talent from those underrepresented groups.
Right.
And they're doing this through targeted recruitment efforts and by partnering with organizations that promote diversity in those STEM fields.
I imagine that expanding the talent pool not only benefits the industry, but also helps to create a more equitable and inclusive workforce.
Exactly.
Are companies doing anything to support the growth and development of these diverse talents once they join the industry?
Yeah. Many companies are realizing that attracting diverse talent is just the first step.
Right.
They also need to create an environment where everyone feels supported and empowered to succeed.
Yeah.
So they're implementing mentorship programs,
okay.
providing opportunities for professional development,
yeah.
and fostering a culture of inclusion where those diverse perspectives are valued and celebrated.
That's really encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
Sounds like the industry is making strides in creating a more inclusive and welcoming workplace.
It is.
But let's not forget, this is a global industry.
Right.
What does the solar job market look like on a global scale?
The solar energy boom is a global phenomenon.
Huh?
And the demand for skilled solar workers is rising worldwide. In fact, some countries are even further ahead of the U.S. in terms of solar adoption and workforce development.
Wow.
China, for example, is the world's largest solar market.
Wow.
They employed over 2.5 million solar workers in 2022.
Wow. 2.5 million workers?
Yeah.
That's almost 10 times the size of the entire U.S. solar workforce.
It's massive.
What about other countries? Are there any other notable players in the global solar job market?
India is another major player.
Okay.
They've set this ambitious goal to install 280 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2030.
Wow.
To achieve that, they'll need to create over 1 million new solar jobs,
Yash.
Making them, you know, a significant force in that global solar workforce.
It sounds like the global solar job market is incredibly dynamic and
yeah.
just full of opportunity.
Yeah.
Are there any other regions or countries that are worth mentioning?
Europe is making significant strides in solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
The European Union's Green Deal has put a strong emphasis on renewable energy.
Okay.
And that's led to a surge in those solar installations across the continent. Countries like Germany and Spain are leading the way in terms of those workforce development initiatives,
mm-hmm.
and they're setting a high bar for the rest of the world.
So it's like a global race to a cleaner future.
It is.
And it sounds like a lot of countries are taking the lead.
Yeah.
What does this global perspective mean for the U.S. solar industry?
Well, the U.S. solar industry needs to stay competitive
right.
if they want to maintain that leadership position in the clean energy sector.
Mm-hmm.
And this means, you know, continuing to invest in workforce development, attracting top talent,
yeah.
and fostering a supportive environment for those solar companies to thrive.
With such rapid advancements in solar technology,
yeah.
and, you know, a growing global demand for solar energy, it's clear that the role of a solar installer is evolving rapidly.
Right.
It's no longer just about the physical installation,
yeah.
but it requires, you know, those advanced technical skills, adaptability,
absolutely.
And a commitment to that continuous learning. But what does this mean for, like, the individual solar installer working on the front lines of this energy revolution?
That's a great point. Let's dive into that individual experience and explore, you know, the realities of working in this dynamic and evolving field.
So we've been talking about this global solar boom and how the job of a solar installer is evolving.
Right.
But let's shift our focus to that individual experience.
Okay.
What's it actually like to be a solar installer?
Yeah.
In this, like, rapidly changing industry?
Well, it's exciting.
Okay.
It's demanding.
Uh-huh.
It requires a pretty unique blend of technical skills, physical stamina,
mm-hmm.
and a real passion for clean energy.
Yeah.
Solar installers are on those front lines of the clean energy revolution.
Uh-huh.
They play a vital role in making this transition to a more sustainable future a reality.
I imagine it's a very hands-on job.
It is.
Very physically demanding.
Yes.
What are some of the, you know, day-to-day challenges that installers face?
You're right. It's not a desk job. Installers spend a lot of time outdoors,
right.
working on rooftops in all kinds of weather conditions.
Yeah, wow.
They need to be comfortable working at heights, lifting heavy equipment, handling electrical wiring.
Oh.
It's a job that requires physical strength, endurance, and, you know, really close attention to safety.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to be in pretty good shape to be a solar installer.
You do.
But it's not just about physical strengths, right?
Right.
What about the mental and the technical aspects of the job?
Those are equally important.
Okay.
Solar installers need to be problem solvers.
Uh-huh.
Able to think critically,
right.
troubleshoot those issues on the fly.
Okay.
They need to be detail-oriented,
right.
make sure every connection is secure, and that the system is installed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And with all those rapid advancements in solar technology,
yeah.
they need to be continuous learners,
okay.
constantly updating their skills and knowledge to stay ahead of the curve.
Right. So it's a job that requires both brains and brawn. But beyond the physical and technical demands, what are some of the rewards of being a solar installer?
Well, one of the biggest rewards is the sense of purpose, you know, that comes from knowing you're making a real difference in that fight against climate change.
Right.
Solar installers are helping to reduce our reliance on those fossil fuels and create a cleaner, healthier planet for future generations.
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful motivator.
It is.
Really is.
Yeah.
It sounds like a very fulfilling job.
It is.
For those who are passionate about sustainability.
Absolutely.
But, you know, let's be realistic. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, right? Yeah. There must be some downsides to working in this industry.
Of course, every job has its challenges.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges for those solar installers is the seasonality of the work.
Okay.
In some regions, solar installations peak during, you know, certain times of year.
Right.
And that can lead to periods of unemployment or, you know, that inconsistent income.
Yeah.
That can make it difficult to plan for the future. Right.
And it can be stressful for those who rely on a steady paycheck.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. What about like the financial side of things?
Yeah.
How does the pay for solar installers compare to like other trades?
The pay for solar installers is generally competitive with other skilled trades.
Okay.
But it can vary.
Right.
Depending on experience, location, and, you know, the type of employer.
Uh-huh.
As that demand for solar installers continues to grow,
yeah,
we can expect to see those wages increase.
Okay.
Especially for those with specialized skills and certifications.
Speaking of certifications, you mentioned earlier that certifications are becoming increasingly important in the solar industry.
They are.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure.
What are the benefits of getting certified?
Okay.
And what are some of the key certifications that installers should consider?
Certifications are a really valuable way for those solar installers to demonstrate their knowledge, skills, and, you know, their commitment to quality.
Right.
They can enhance their job prospects.
Yeah. Command higher wages and gain credibility with those customers.
Right.
One of the most respected certifications in the industry is that North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners certification, or NABAC. Yes. They offer a range of credentials, but their PV installation professional certification, or PVIP, is considered like the gold standard.
Okay, so if you're serious about a career in solar installation, getting NABCE certified is a good idea.
It is.
What other certifications or training should, you know, aspiring solar installers consider?
Well, safety is paramount in this industry.
Right.
So OSHA safety training is a must.
Okay.
And depending on where you're working, you might also need a state license.
Okay.
Especially if you're doing any electrical work, it's important to research those specific requirements in your area.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's a lot to learn and a lot to consider.
There is.
If you're thinking about becoming a solar installer. But let's zoom back out again and talk about that bigger picture.
Okay.
We've been discussing, you know, the growth of the solar industry.
Right.
The evolving role of solar installers.
Yeah.
But what are like the broader implications of all this for society as a whole?
That's a great question. The growth of the solar industry is having this ripple effect across the entire economy and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating jobs, stimulating economic growth, and fostering innovation in those related fields.
Right. And it's not just about, you know, the economic benefits.
No.
It's also about creating a more sustainable and resilient energy system.
Absolutely.
That can power our homes, our businesses, and our communities for generations to come.
Exactly.
It's about, you know, reducing our reliance on those fossil fuels and creating a cleaner, healthier planet.
It is.
For everyone.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the environment, right? There's also, you know, social and economic implications to consider.
You're absolutely right. That transition to a clean energy economy is creating opportunities for economic empowerment and social justice.
Okay.
Solar jobs are often located in those communities that have been historically underserved, providing good paying jobs that offer a pathway to the middle class.
Okay.
And by reducing pollution and creating a healthier environment, we're addressing those issues of environmental justice, ensuring that all communities have access to clean air and a healthy planet.
So it's about creating a more just and equitable world.
It is.
Not just a cleaner one.
Exactly.
But, you know, let's be honest. This transition to a clean energy future, it's not going to be without its challenges.
You're right. There will be bumps along the road, and we need to be prepared to address them.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges is ensuring that this transition is just and equitable, that no one is left behind.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that those benefits of clean energy are shared by all, not just a select few.
That's a crucial point. Mm-hmm. It's not just about building a clean energy future. It's about building a just and equitable one as well.
It is.
What steps can we take to ensure that this transition benefits everyone?
We need to invest in workforce development programs that provide training and support for those workers who are transitioning from fossil fuel industries to clean energy jobs.
Right.
We need to create policies that promote diversity and inclusion in the clean energy workforce.
Okay.
Ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to participate in this growing sector.
Uh-huh.
And we need to engage with those communities that are most impacted by climate change.
Yeah.
Make sure their voices are heard and their needs are met.
So it's about collaboration.
Yes.
Communication.
Yeah, exactly.
And a commitment to leaving no one behind.
It is. It's about working together to create a clean energy future that benefits everyone.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of Solar and Scholars.
Yes.
We covered a lot of ground today.
You did.
From, you know, the technical aspects of solar installation.
Right.
To the global trends shaping the industry.
Right.
And, you know, those broader social and economic implications of this clean energy transition.
It's been a fascinating exploration.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners have gained a deeper understanding of that vital role that solar installers play in building a more sustainable future.
I agree. It's clear that, you know, the solar industry is a dynamic and rapidly evolving field.
It is.
Full of opportunity for those who are passionate about clean energy and making a difference.
Yeah. And it's an industry that's going to continue to grow and evolve in the years to come.
Right.
Creating even more opportunities for innovation, job creation, and that positive change.
So on that note of hope and possibility, we're going to wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive.
Sounds good.
Thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of solar installers.
Thanks for having me.
We encourage you to, you know, stay curious.
Yeah.
Stay engaged.
Absolutely.
And stay committed to building a brighter future for all. Until next time. Keep learning.
Yeah.
Keep questioning.
Keep exploring.
And keep diving deep.
Yeah.